Christmas, bring your light.
Welcome back, and ho, ho, ho from the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
It's after Thanksgiving, so this is appropriate time for Christmas music now, but we will only have that on this one show.
Yeah, but I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday, so it always just makes me really sad when people want to ignore Thanksgiving and start getting ready for Christmas in August, and I know that Christmas is great, but let's not forget about Halloween and Thanksgiving and Arbor Day.
I mean, Halloween is great. You know, we saw Christmas decorations this year before Labor Day.
Yeah.
It's nuts. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't it's rush nuts. Things. Enjoy and live in the minute and enjoy it.
But now we can start getting ready for Christmas. And you know what? Here on the Saturday Splash, we like to live a sustainable and eco-friendly lifestyle, and we like to help you do so too. So we're talking sustainable Christmas.
Yay.
We'll be bringing you tips over the next few weeks about how to live your, how to have a green and happy holiday. Starting today, because I think that you guys are probably already out shopping, or if you're like me, you haven't started yet, which is okay. Christmas gifts can be a really great source of joy, but they can also be kind of a source of waste if you go super crazy and buy unnecessary things. So as you're out shopping for gifts, just considering, you know, really consider what you're purchasing, and if it's not necessary, don't buy it. Or buy less, or buy, like my family always asks me what I want for Christmas, and I give them a list, and then they promptly proceed to ignore my list and give me a bunch of things that I don't want. Love you, family.
Love you, family, but that's what happens. And then what happens to all that stuff?
It often ends up as a donation.
Because what can you do with it? You could re-gift it.
Yeah. You could.
And re-gifting, you know, it for a while there, I think re-gifting was kind of, you know, those people are cheap. They're giving me something they already have. But you know what? There is nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Or, you know, you could even, you know, if you want to be thematic about it, you could host a white elephant party and after the holidays. And so you and all your friends that got something that you don't want come together and trade for something that you do want.
Because I bet there's going to be something that you get that you don't want that maybe I might. And probably vice versa.
Ooh, I like it.
Shelby, do you get stuff for Christmas that you don't want?
I used to, but now my family's gotten very good about not getting gifts and instead doing like gift cards or cash.
Nice.
To make sure that, you know, they aren't just getting me stuff for the heck of it.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people are pressured to buy a Christmas present to show your love, but you know, you could make them something. You could do experiential gifts, like taking them out on a hike or donating to charity, or you know, just simply spending time with your loved ones.
Homemade cards. Those are one of my favorite things to receive.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I think it, for me, it's more important to send cards to a few people that I keep in contact with. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of not really into the whole going out and buying cards and sending them to a random whole Christmas list. These are people that maybe you don't connect with any time other than a Christmas card. I don't know. I mean, I guess that has its place, but I'm not really big on that.
Yeah. I always like getting blankets as Christmas gifts because that will last you forever. I think, you know, sometimes gifts are short lived and, you know, you end up throwing them away. And we've talked about this before, you know, I'm trying to reduce our impact here. But homemade gifts, you could sponsor a star.
Ooh. Can I have the Lynn star?
Ooh, you sure can.
Oh, because I like sparkly things. Stars are sparkly.
Yeah. Batteries, if you're given electronics, throw a pair of rechargeable batteries in with it.
Oh, for gosh sakes, please don't ever give anything electronics without giving batteries. That's the worst Christmas ever because nothing is open. And so now somebody is running down to the local convenience store, which is out of batteries because everybody and their brother gave a gift without batteries. So get rechargeable ones.
Yeah, rechargeables are great.
Or better yet, give gifts that don't require batteries.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Books. Books are good. Kids should read books.
Yeah, everybody should read books. And then think about what you're putting your gift in. My roommate works at a grocery store, so we have an abundance of brown paper bags at our house. And they actually make really great gift wrapping. I mean, just flip it over so the logo's not on top. Or if it's somewhere you really like, put the logo on top, whatever. But they make a nice, very classy, very simple wrapping. And then you can add ribbons or bows or whatever you want to it to make it look festive. But this works with bags or newspapers, keeping it simple and reusing something.
Or you could trick people like that too. You could go and get a bag like from Tiffany's and then give them, oh, I don't know, something from another store.
Socks. And
they say, oh, look, it's wrapped in a Tiffany's. Have you seen the people who have been doing these terrible, terrible things to their children where they think that they're getting like an iPad or something and instead of the iPad, it's socks?
No.
That's awful.
Harsh. Harsh. Yeah, yeah. I don't know, wrapping, there's just, wrapping just makes up so much of the, just so much waste is produced at Christmas. So I always save my bags, I save my bows, my ribbons, anything that I can save and reuse later. So many gift bags. You take your present out of it and you throw it away and it's a perfectly good bag.
I always use cloth ribbons because then you can use them like in other places. Like my hair is short right now, but when my hair was longer, like for instance, yours is, Shelby, you could use cloth ribbons as hairbands and stuff, and they work, and they look cute.
Yeah,
and,
you can tie them around awesome. A vase.
Yeah.
I have cloth ribbons on a lot of my vases. They're very pretty.
So, Maddie, are you getting a Christmas tree this year now that you're in a house?
I don't think so, but I just don't really want to deal with it. No, Christmas trees are, I do love the way they smell. I might get like a Charlie Brown tree that's just small and
dainty. Do you know what's really, if you don't want a tree? Get a wreath because you'll get the same get the same smell. You could decorate it a little bit. It's much smaller, and then you could compost the wreath. And we can't have a Christmas tree because the cats would climb it, and they'd be like, "Ooh, mommy, look! You put up something that smells nice. It's got shiny, sparkly items and lights in it. Thank you for my new cat house." Mm-hmm. No, it would be bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is always kind of a debate around Christmas time. Do you go for the real tree or do you go for the plastic tree? And I know, you know, the plastic trees, you can use them over and over, but I think chances are someday you're still going to throw it away. So I'm more pro actual real live tree because they can be farmed sustainably. And once you're done, a lot of them end up getting mulched. There's a lot of tree mulching programs in the area.
Yeah, Greenville County does that. Yeah,
Greenville City does that. Twin Chimneys has a tree mulching program. And depending where you live, your municipality or trash service may have a mulching program also. And you can get a live tree too, one that still has its roots. You can have it be live in a pot, and it'll start out small. Might not be your giant 12 footer, but then you've got a real tree, and if you take care of it, you can use it for a few years without having to repot it. And then once it gets big, you can go put it in your yard, maybe have your own outdoor tree spend Christmas with.
Friend of our family did that. They did a live tree every single year, and every year they went out and they planted it. And by the time the kids in the family grew up, they had their whole childhood worth of Christmas trees in their backyard.
Aww.
And so, you know, they could track this tree was from when I was 5. It was really, really a cool tradition.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, you know, trees are great for the air. They're, you know, giving us some good oxygen. They're really, really good for filtering water out. So, you know, really some of these tree farms are, putting out some good air into the environment, some good water.
And speaking of trees, when you're talking about holiday decorations, LED lights, way better for electricity use than the old fashioned,
the big ones. Yeah. I think most new lights that you get are LED lights. But if you've got old lights, remember you can take those to I can't remember what it's called. We talked about it on a previous show, but there's a place here in town that will recycle Christmas lights and you mm-hmm. can actually make money off of them. They will buy them from you.
Yeah.
We'll put a link to that on SaturdaySplash.com if you've got some spare lights around. If your lights are dead too, I think a lot of it, people, the whole strand is not working, so they get rid of it, but it's often just one light bulb that needs to be replaced. So if you can find the light bulb, usually you can tell because it's broken or missing. And if you replace the bulb, then the strand will go back to working.
And Greg is absolutely crazy about that. So he will go through the string of lights and pull each one out light by light by light to check it.
Wow, that's good though.
But we've saved a lot of strings of light that way.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Save some money, save some metal, you know, otherwise it's gonna sit in the landfill.
Yeah, and I'm super excited about making homemade cards this year, Shelby. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm gonna do
cool.
that this year.
Maybe you could make seed paper cards, wildflower seed paper cards.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really easy to do. I've never done it, but there's tons of tutorials. We can add one to SaturdaySplash.com. But yeah, you make a homemade paper, but you put wildflower seeds in it. And then you can print on some of them, too, if you have the right printer, or you can just write on them.
Yeah, you could write with fancy ink or something and put a heartfelt message on it. I think that would be awesome. And then the people could plant the seed paper really now. And in the spring and summer, they'd have wildflowers. How awesome would that be?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. See, that's a good gift, too. The gift that keeps on giving. Nature.
Yeah. And what are your family traditions on Christmas? Do you guys do anything cool for the holidays? Another friend of our family, they did an annual Christmas bird count.
That's really cool.
They'd go out and they'd count all the birds in their yards. And there's different websites who are actually doing that. And the best bird that they could ever find on Christmas was always a cardinal because it was red in the white snow and everything.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Or take a nature hike. Get out after, you know, the holiday.
Yeah, good. Well, we'll be bringing you more holiday tips coming up in future episodes. And if you have tips of your own, don't forget, you can always email us with your tips, with your questions, with your comments, or just to say hey on SaturdaySplash.com. You're listening to 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
And we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow.